I guess the tape will be definitive. Right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, also that, yeah, of course.
The coach seemed to think it might have been a good also.
Yeah, no, that's good to have a coach support behind me, so that's good.
There's a challenge, red flag on that one.
Right? Yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah, hopefully.
How was it, you know, you had to wait a couple of days to get those kicks in here in training camp. Was it hard waiting for the first, you know, live field goal attempt?
Yeah, you know, coming back with the team, I'm anxious to get out there, you know, anxious to get out with Zach and Brad, get the whole operation mm-hmm. down, get back to the confidence, the chemistry we had. But it's been exciting. I've been anxious to get out there. Today I thought it went really well. The whole team's looking really good, and everyone's out here working. And can't wait to get out there when my time is called and do my job.
How long was the last one?
I have no idea. I go out there, pick my spot, and I just swing away.
Roger, do you start to feel the pressure building up, you know, now that the fans are watching and – you know, every kick is starting to really count towards your goal?
Yeah, as a specialist, I embrace it. I love it. So we're out there one hit, one time. The special times I do get to go on the field, I embrace it. I love it. I love the fans. And you know, at the end of the day, I want to do my job and help this team win a Super Bowl.
What do you love about it? What do you love about the pressure situations?
It's just how everything slows down in a way. I'm out there, and it's easier in the game. Because in the game, I just see the line, I see my holder, my snapper, and everything slows down for me, and it's easier.
Mm-hmm. Audric, is it harder when you think of competition to know that you're the only one kicking field goals here, that there isn't another person to compete against, that you're really just competing against yourself and the expectations?
Right. So, I mean, the way I look at it, there's a lot of competitions going around with other teams. So every day, it's not just me kicking by myself out here. I'm looking constantly with every team, every competition, keeping up with everybody. So at the end of the day, I'm competing against 32 teams, 32 other spots. So I'm blessed to be here, and I enjoy the opportunity. I have the huge opportunity I have here and the confidence I'm building with the team, and it's going very well so far, I would say.
Audric, your battery, per se, when it comes to field goal kicking, you have a champion in Zach Diossi, and you have a holder and punter, Brad Wing, two-time NFC Special Teams Player of the Week last season. How does it feel to have two accomplished veterans helping you out on this New York journey?
Oh, those guys are great. They make my job a lot easier. So I'll just set up and swing, and I have the utmost respect and confidence in those two guys. I mean, and they teach me a lot on and off the field. So it's still process going, and we're getting good chemistry, and I'm excited to come out every day and work with those guys.
There are some coaches who like to have, at the end of practice, a kicker make a field goal to determine whether the practice goes another 10 minutes. I mean, would you want that?
Yeah. I'd embrace every opportunity to simulate game, simulate preseason. So I encourage any type of opportunity as soon as I go out there. So I'm looking forward to making the kick, and I'm anxious to get out there.
They can be angry at you too.
Yeah. Probably not. No, I'm very confident in what I can do, and me and Zach and Brad, so I feel good.
Audric, one of the problems this team had last season on special teams was in kickoffs, sometimes not always the most optimal starting position. Do you feel confident in your kickoff ability this season?
Yeah, working with Coach Quinn and the special teams guys, it's a process, so I feel like I have the leg to kick any type of kick they want me to kick. If they need a short, if they need out the back, I can do it all. So whatever, at the end of the day, whatever they need me to do, I'm going to go out there and perform the best of my ability.
Is Fiegels giving you any advice?
Yeah, Fiegels is great. Yeah, Fiegels is he's a good pro, he's a good vet, and I'm learning a lot from him too.